All right, everybody, let's say hello to Juan Gelpi and Amelia Kidd. Here is my odd question for you both. If you could play any president, or what the heck, vice president, in a movie, who would you choose, Amelia?
I'd probably say Joe Biden, just because I love him so much. Okay. And because I'm prone to the occasional gaffe now and then.
Oh, yeah, just so you can screw up a little bit and it's cool.
Yeah, it's
all
fine.
Right. How about you, Juan?
I think I'd have to pick Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And why is that?
You really have to ask.
Well, I want to know your specific reason.
He presided over a period of progressive politics and excellent economics.
Oh.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah, absolutely.
This game is called Presidential Monster Hunter. Mm-hmm. Did you know that the movie Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter was based on a true story? Yes, that's right. Abe Lincoln was a president. So although that film wasn't a box office hit, Hollywood loves a commander-in-chief who is a man of action. So we've come up with some movie pitches in which other U.S. presidents hunt down various monsters. Okay, so your job is to tell us what these movies might be called. And for an example, let's go to our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska.
When one of Ben Franklin's wacky inventions brings creatures from the Jurassic era to 1779, it's up to the father of our country to track them down and tan their scaly hides. That would be a pitch for the movie George Washington, Dinosaur Hunter.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. So each answer will be a U.S. president's full name, then a type of monster, then hunter. Let's do this. In this thriller, the nation's heftiest president somehow climbs a beanstalk and battles a race of people even larger than himself. Amelia.
William Howard Taft, Giant Hunter?
Exactly, yes indeed.
Why is this president on the $20 bill? Because he saved the Earth from an interplanetary invasion, that's why. Juan.
Andrew Jackson, Alien Hunter.
You got it.
Yes. This rugged outdoorsy commander-in-chief travels to the Himalayas to track down a wily humanoid snow beast. Bully for him. Juan.
Theodore Roosevelt, Yeti Hunter.
Exactly, that is.
This is your last clue. He was the president who was never elected president or vice president. So he slays giant fire-breathing lizards because he has something to prove. Juan.
Gerald Ford, Dragon Hunter.
That's right. How'd we do, Greg?
Well, I believe Juan is our winner. Congratulations.
Thanks, Juan. We'll see you later in our Ask Me One More final round.